Shiur on Sukkis, Tavshin Ein Gimel, the inner of Sukkah Agula. State in Gemara like this. The Gemara says in Sukkah the following. Omar Yechman, Sukkah Suyaki Kivshan Mishbe Kifa Kidileshe Bachovdal Bneodom Ksheira Vimalapsula. Sukkah needs to have the ability to seat 24 people around it. And the Gemara goes to discuss because he holds the Sukkah is Arba al Arba. So the sukkah has to be 4x4. We don't pass like that. To pass in the sukkah has to be not 4 amos by 4 amos because we don't pass in the skval. Passing has to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. And if you have, the Gemara understands that when you have one of the sides of a square to be 1, the diagonal is 1 2/5. So if you take the diagonal to be 1 2/5 or the sukkah 4, and you need the circumference to be greater than the diameter, the ratio is 1:3. And that's why we need that. That's the whole sugi, the Gemara here in Daf Zayin Amud Beis. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like this, lemaisa. Says the Shulchan Aruch for us, says the Shulchan Aruch like this, im hi agula, if it's a round sukkah, tzircha sheba kedei lerabei azal zayin. You need to be big enough to be able to fit in a square of 7 on 7. Okay, to be a 7 on 7 square inside. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Zayin al Zayin, v'chutzayve, so how big has to be the circumference? Chavte tefachim u'shnech bashim, has to be 29 tefachim and 2/5. Why? Because then you could fit a 7 on 7 inside. Okay? Because if you have 29 and 2/5, you'll be able to do it. So he says, why? Because 7 of 7, every dolphin of 7 has bealachsoinu shni chumoshim yitzer. It has 2 more fifths in the diagonal. So the 7 is 7 times 2/5. And so the diagonal of the 7th fochim is 10th fochim minus a fifth. So it's 9 4/5. And if you want to go ahead 9 4/5 times 3, which is the ratio to get a circle, yesh begibel tefachim, says the Sharat Zion, you need to be chavtes tefachim, 29 2/5, which allows you to have inside a square of 7 by 7. Okay? Now, this is the halacha. When the Rambam quotes this, the Rambam adds something to it. Says the Rambam like this, Sukkah gula, im yesh beikifa kedei lerabei ba shiva tefachim al shiva tefachim. If you could fit a 7 by 7 square inside, it's good. Alpha pi shein lazaviot, even though you don't have any corners inside, harizuk sheira. Okay? Now the first question is, why does Rambam have to say, even though she doesn't have corners? Who cares about the corners inside? If you could fit a 7 by 7. Now you could say, the Rambam holds that it has to have a 7 by 7 square. You have to have a square inside, just because the 7 or 7 shear has to be big enough that you have the diagonal, right? The same way every time you have a square, you have more room than just a square because you have the diagonal, which is bigger than the square. But what's the chiddush of the Rambam? Afal pishin lazaviot, even though it does not have corners. Who cares about the corners? The ikavort is that you could fit in. So the Yes, the Mishnah says the chidush is gufa, that you don't have a corner inside. The chidush is that even though you don't have a corners, you don't have a real square, that's the chidush. The chidush is that as long as it fits in a square, a virtual square, even though you don't really have a square, that's fine enough. What's the chidush of that? That's question number one. Question number two is the following. The chora, the Mishnah, here we know that Gemara is the Aloch is telling you that you hold the shear of a circumference to the diameter is 3 to 1. Therefore, Bishop Ross says, Beferush, that 29 2/5 is enough. And that's taken from the Gemara and Irvin, because the Gemara and Irvin goes to discuss where is the Mekor of such a thing. So the Gemara, the idea that you have the ratio of 3 to 1 is the Gemara in Irvin Daf Yud Aleph. It says the Gemara in the Irvin Daf Yud Aleph like this. Agula, okay, says the Gemara like this. Kol sheyesh bekeif of gimel tefachim is borech hatefach. The ratio that the circumference of three is equal to the diameter of one. So in other words, if you have a circumference of three, you have a diameter of one. Menoah nimile. How do you know that the ratio is that? Amar biyuchad, amar kro. The pasuk says, "Bayam shalom veyas et hayam mutzak eser bama." Shlomo Melech built the Yam Shlomo, which was a great giant mikveh. Eser bama misfato atzfato. It was 10 amos from a border to the next border. Ogul soviv, and it was surround. Vechomish bo'oma kuimosoi, and it was 5 amos high. Vekaf shloshim bama isovato saviv, and on that diameter of 10, there was a circumference of 30. So the pasuk b'feirush stresses that's 30 to 10. Okay? For the Gemara ve'ikas fosoi, 1 second, that's not true. It's not 10 because it's saying until the border. But you have to add the border also because there was the border that surrounded it. Omar apopo fosoi sfas perach shushan ksiv. The border on top was very, very thin. The ksiv ve'ovyo tefach ve'sfosoi kemase kos perach shushan alpayim ba'oma. But still, there's a mashu. So if there is a mashu, it's not 30. It's not 10. It's 10 plus a mashu. What says no? We look at the 10 inside. You look at the 10 is inside, and that's the ratio. That's what the Gemara is mashma. Okay? So it's a pella, fractoisis. One second, tell me, the Gemara is worried about a mashu on this ratio of 30 to 10? Ask Stoisis the kasha, din hachishbon medukdak levichar. If you measure, that's not, it can't be 30 to 10. We know the pi is 3.14, etc., meaning it's much bigger than that. So the Gemara is worried about the mashu, that there is a mashu. What about the mashu? This account is completely off. That's the first question. Now, we know that the pi is off. It's not 3 to 1, it's really 3.14 to 1. Now, you could say that this is only lechumra. Meaning in Lechumra, we assume 3 to 1. But Lekula, if you want to be the Chumra on the other side, you have to assume 3.20 to 1. Right? So that you could assume that that's only. Now, the Tosfos Yontef already in the Mishnah says that by Midrabanan we hold 3 to 1. Midraisa, you have to be Machmer. But Midrabanan could hold 3 to 1. And the reality of it is the Mishnah Berurah, the Biur Halacha, is really mistapek with this. In Simen Shin Ein Beis, says the Shara Tzion. Okay. Ela, if you know that the inner doctor was here to be so chachom and lashur, and then Shabbatur ibn Shekosh let some to lie. Now he says the Shara Tzion goes on second, the Mida, the Cheshman is not a duktuk. So, okay, say 3-2-1 doesn't work. Maybe the rice is a Kabbalah Misina that you have to say, listen for the Pasuk. Says the Sharatzion, the Vadai, but the Rabbon could be Soybek, 3-1. With the rice, you might have to be Machmir. He's going to say that this is Mashma for the Rambam Mishnayos. This is the Biur Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. However, if you look at the Biur Halacha by us, the Shara Tzion, I'm sorry, that's the Shara Tzion in Hilchos Shabbos. By Shara Tzion, by us, Befer says that you do even chum, lekula, because he says that you need a sukkah zayin al zayin, and how big the circumference has to be, only 3 times bigger than the diagonal of a 7 by 7. That's 29 2/5. According to the Cheshbon of 33.4, that's at 14, which is the pi, has to be bigger than 29 2/5. And that's the din deraisa because it's the shiur sukkah. So you see the Shulchan Aruch pasuk, the Shara Tzion paskins, even lekula, we paskin that pi is 3 to 1. Not like it's mashma from the Sefer HaChinuch, or the Sofik de Biur Halacha, or like it says in the Tosfos Yontef, even on the din deraisa. And the question is, why in the din deraisa is 3 to 1? It doesn't make any sense. Okay? Now, interestingly enough, the Gros says that if you go ahead and you look at the word kav shloshim bama, the 30 amas, kav, is written kav, but the kri is kav, but the ksiv is kavoi, kuf vav he. So says the Gros, if you look at the ratio between kavoi and kav, kavoi divided by kav, and you multiply that times 3, That is the pi. So you see that in Jasafuch, they bring that this is probably one of the gematrias which is the most accurate in math that we have. So if you take kavo, which is the ksiv, by decree, you get a ratio. If you take that ratio and you multiply by 3, which the pasuk says, you get to be the pi. Now the question is manifold. First of all, why is halacha l'mashiach b'sinai to have 3 to 1? We know that the midah is not accurate. And the Gemara is mashma that the pasuk, you have to see exactly what the pasuk says. That's why the Gemara is worried about the mashu. So it's not just an approximation. The pasuk is giving approximation because the Gemara wants to learn from the pasuk exactly. So the Gemara says there is a mashu in the pasuk. So that's number one. Number two, why is the kri over the ksi, the ksi over the kri, the ratio of pi over 3? I mean, the pasuk has to tell you that we know the math, but the math is the ratio of the ksiv of the kri. Who cares? Meaning, what is it telling us? The Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us, I'll do the math. What does that mean? Why is the ratio of real pi over 3 the ksiv of the kri? What's the relationship, the inherent relationship between these two together? Okay? So that's number one. And in addition to it, you have to understand the Rambam says. So the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos in Eruvin asks the question. Tzorech ata ladat sheyachas kot regu lekefo bilti yadua. Says the Rambam, you should know that the circumference to the diameter is not known. Ve'yesh adavid, and it's impossible to know. Ve'in ze chisorin diamitzi, not that we don't know. Kamo shechoshim aschad. Not some people say, okay, we don't have the math enough to get to that. Ela shavzim tzativu bilti yadua, says the Rambam, this is by nature an unknown number, what we call a real irrational number. This is what's called a transcendent irrational number that you can't even approximate with a polynomial approximation. So the Rambam in Islam says it's impossible to be known. This is what's called a irrational number. It's called a transcendental number. You could only approximate. But the engineers have found already an approximation. And what is the what's called scientific approximation, echad l'shlosha v'shvit, is 3 1/7. Shekol igulu sheto ama, because you see that anything which is surrounded by an ama, yesh beke, if you have a diameter of an ama, you have a circumference of 3 1/7 bekiruv. Says the Rambam, v'kim v'shezo lo yisa legame, since it's a number which is transcendental, you can never get it. They took the big number and they said 3 to 1. This is enough for any midah in the Torah. And that's what the Rambam mashma, that even in the Raisa, in the Rabbanan, it's all 3 to 1. Since it's a number that anyway you can't come, that's why they decided to 3. So what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam says like this. Since this number, pi, is a number which you never get to know it precisely. That's why they took 3 to 1. Why didn't they take 3 to 7? Why did they say, okay, be machmir? Well, what's the Rambam really answering? So the question is on this pi, you have many questions. If it's even on the Din D'oraisa, if it's an idea of an approximation, be machmir. Do 3 1/7 one way, and do 3 1/8 another. Do maybe 1/6 1/8. Why do 3 cheshbon gadol? Since you can never catch pi. But why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu made such a thing? The pi is transcendental. That no, see, the Rambam says, don't think that we don't know how to get it. It's not that's not known by us. It's an unknowable number. Why does it have to be unknowable? The number 3, which is in itself, it's shver, is that we learned that from Yamsha Shlomo. Why not from Yamsha Shlomo? And number 4, because the Shlomo, the Pasuk is lying. The Pasuk is telling the 30 to 1, that that's not true. And I think which is even more important, Rambam said, the going, we know the ratio of pi. Pi to 3 is the ratio of the ksiv to the kri. What does it have to do with the ksiv to the kri? Okay? So that is the question number 2. And the question number 3 is, what's the Yamsha Shloima? Says the Gemara in Eruvin, the Gemara in Eruvin says the following idea. Says the Gemara in Eruvin, the Tanya, Reb Chiya, Yam Shosha Shlomo, the Yam Shosha Shlomo, Haya Machzik 150 mikveh. It fit in itself 150 mikvois. Okay? So that was the size of the mikveh. And the Gemara goes into discuss, etc. So what's the idea of the Amshe Shlomo? And why did Shlomo Melech create a mikveh which was 150, the size of 150 mikvahs? What's the idea? What's the idea of the Amshe Shlomo? And what's the idea of 150 mikvahs? So to answer all of this, I'd like to go into a concept. So why is the Amshe Shlomo, the Gemara says, something that fit 150 mikvahs? Okay, what's the idea of having 150 mikvahs? I think even more, when you go to the Amshe Shlomo, says the Ralbag, when the Pasuk says, Vayasisa mutzak eser bama misfose etzfoses ogol soviv, from border to border was 10 amos, Vikav shloshim bama yasovato saviv, and the 30 amos would be around it. Okay? So says the Ralbag, the pshuto shel mikra, not like Chazal learning, the Pasuk pshat you'd say that you had the border. So when you go 10 amois, we're talking about 10 amois from misfosoi at sfosoi. So in other words, if you look at the size of mikveh, the idea is that if you look at the circumference, the inside circumference was 30. What the pasuk says, "Vekav shloshim ba'mai sovato saviv." But there was, it, like the Gemara says, miguvoi, that was inside. And you had the 10 amois. But the 10 amois were not the 10, the line, the diameter, was not the diameter of the inside circumference, was the diameter of the outside circumference. So if you look into the whole diameter, including the border, the size of the border, like the Pasuk says, misfosoi ad svosoi. Here it says, from one side of the border until the other side of the border. So it could be what the Poshe Pshat is, that what is inside, the Gemara says, is the inside circumference was 30. But in Achinami, in the end, it was a much thicker board, like he says, was tefach, at least in the bottom was tefach. So the outside circumference was bigger. So in other words, we're talking about the inside, the outside circumference was indeed bigger than the 10 amis. So when you're looking at the ratio of 30 to 10 is the inside circumference to the outside diameter. So the outside diameter was 10, but the inside diameter was less. So then the ratio can work. Okay? Now it makes sense. Vekav, vekavoi, according to the Gemara, makes sense. That if you look at the kav outside, in other words, if you look at the kav inside, the kav inside was a smaller kav. If you look at the full kav, which was 10 amos, it depends which circumference are you looking for. The pasuk stresses the inside circumference, but the outside circumference is a bigger circumference, right? Which is the ratio. So that's what the Goy says. There are two kavs. The kav, when the pasuk says the kav shloshim ba'ama, says the Goy, there are two kavs. There are two circumferences. One is the inside circumference, which was 30, and the other one is the outside circumference. So the diameter is the full diameter, including the thickness of the walls. But we are being disingenuous, and we're saying that the circumference that the pasuk is telling you is the inside circumference, says the Ralbag. Okay? So in other words, then you could say the pasuk is not lying to you. But the pasuk says the way how you have to ratio, you have to create a, like this quote-unquote mystical ratio, is the ratio of the inside circumference to the outside diameter. And that's what the Goyin says, there is the two diameter, the two circumferences. There is the inside circumference, which is the kri, and the outside circumference is the ksiv, and the ratio between the two circumferences is the pi, the difference between pi and 3. What does that mean, according to the Ralbag? If that is the case, and the Gemara says miguvoi, coming in miguvoi meaning that we are measuring the circle from inside, right? But the diameter, the Gemara maskana, is the diameter from the outside circle, why is the pasuk doing such a thing? And that's the pshut shel mikra. Why are we doing in such a way? To try to explain this. We have to understand what the Yerushalmi says. Says the Yerushalmi in Maaseres. The Yerushalmi says like this. The Yerushalmi in Perek Hamishi in Maaseres. Tan Rabshim Gamliel ein meruba misheshes mibriya. There's nothing square in Ibriya. He said for Abrecha v'atarina gufa shel baheret gigris achikla meruba. There is such a thing as a grease, which is a lentil, which is square. Omar Abisna kol groma hi omra less le meruba. That's the opposite. It's a riot that there's no meruba. Why? Velama tanin derabenahi. When the pasuk says kege gris meruba, square grease, is mashmah that all grisim, all the barley, are not square. Only you have to turn it into a square. But there's no square in Mishas Mibreishis. What does it mean that there's no square things Mishas Mibreishis? But the answer is very simple. There is in Chazal such a thing. There is says the concept of igulim. Reb Tzadok explains there is a concept of igulim. Igulim and kava yosher. So Reb Tzadok explains the Machsheves Chorutz. What is the idea of igulim and kava yosher? I'm sorry, Nilukuti Amorim. Says Reb Tzadok, the idea of igulim and kava yosher is the following. There is a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Insoif. He created the Kibiyoch a vacated place. In that vacated place, the space that he created is this concept of the circle. And inside the circle, he created a line, which is the Kava Yosher. And the explanation of it is very simple. The circle relates to the concept of infinity. The idea is the circle, the point of destination, is the point of origin. You go to where you have to come in. It's the idea that in the end, there's no choice. Everything is set. Everything, there is no differentiation. There's so much, not much differentiation in the circle that in the circle, every point is equidistant to the center. So the idea of the circle is that there is a world that there's no differentiation, there's no choice. That represents the world of Yedia. In essence, it represents the world of Ra. Because Ra, Kibayochel, is getting away of the system. In the Olam of Aigulim says that nothing really can get out of the system. It appears as if you're getting into the world. You are creating a vacated space. So the circle creates an image of a vacated space. But in the end, in essence, it's all a circle. The square is the opposite. What is the concept of the square? The concept of the square is that you define the Malach. The concept of the corners is that you go to a certain point and you create a turn. That you could create a turn where to go, how to move, and where to move. The Ramchal always explains that that's the concept of the world of Ichud and the world of Mishpat. The world of Ichud is the concept of the circle, that in the end, it all fits into place. Nothing can get away. It's a circle, that in the end, the point of destiny is the point of origin. That you can't create corners. And that's the Sivus Amesubovis. Inside that circle, there is an image that you could create your own path, your own destiny, the Olam HaMishpat, that you could go to a certain point and then make a turn, right or left. And that square is the Ma'aseh Adam. That's why all the mitzvahs of Adam have to be squares. Because the mitzvah is the world of Bechira, the world of Mishpat, the world that will make a difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the square of life is inside the circle to tell you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the big scheme of things, is going to make sure that everything fits into the circle. That no matter what choices you made, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the great GPS that creates a corrective path to make sure that the destiny is reached. But that's the interplay in the world of Mishpat and the Olam HaYichud. The Olam HaMishpat is the world of squares that you define, that you could create corners. Corners means that you go to a certain point and then you decide to make a choice. You have a fork. You make a right or you make a left. And you decide where you're going to go. How is it going to be shaped? And there's the world of circle, which is the Olam HaYichud, that in the end, everything fits in and everything goes to where it's supposed to be and there is really no choice. The world of Yedia and the world of Bechira. These two worlds, the Olam, the Anhogas HaYichud, the Anhogas HaMishpat, which is the Olam HaYedia and the Olam HaBechira, they're incompatible. And therefore, if you go ahead and you look at a straight line, which is the diameter, in relationship to the circle, it's something that you can't understand. It's not it's unknown, it's unknowable. It's irreconcilable. So the same way the Rambam talks in Ilchos, Yisoid HaTorah. That there is the Olam HaYidiyah and the Olam HaBechira. I'm sorry, not Yisoid HaTorah, the Chuvah. The Rambam says there is the Olam HaBechira and the Olam HaYidiyah. And they are irreconcilable because Kilo Machshavoisa Machshavoisechem. And the idea is that they are mutually incompatible. Says the Rambam, the same thing in the world of geometry. You have two geometrical forms which represent these two, and they are irreconcilable and incompatible. These two don't fit in, and you can't understand how and where they fit. Therefore, Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is the Bria Bichlol, and the plan of the Bria is circular. There is no squares, because the Bria in itself will lead to Tachlis Achra. The Ramchal says that in the end, the Sivois and Mesuvavois will lead the Bria to Tachlis Achra. The world is on Hogas Ayichud. In Avoidas Ha'odom, all the mitzvahs are square, because mitzvahs Ha'odom means that we have, on our micro level, choice, and the choice is relevant, and that's the world of Bechira. Now, we know in some aspect how the two can be compatible. And that's what Ramchal says. That the idea is that we, as we've explained so many times, that I have the choices, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can lead me to make the right choices. I make the choices, but it's comparable to the world of the Yehud, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that the circle affects, reacts, and changes the square to get to the right point. That relationship we know that exists. And it's something that we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu, when we make a wrong choice, the circle which encompasses and engulfs the square will redirect the square to make the right direction. It's called the Hoga Desivas HaMesuvavos. That's why it's Shayach for Kodesh Baruch Hu, like the Marasho says, Kodesh Baruch Hu cannot interfere in someone's Bechira, but Kodesh Baruch Hu could create situations which will influence the Bechira. So that we understand. How Anhogas HaYichud and Anhogas HaMishpat are compatible, we don't understand. But we know there is a level of compatibility that's not the Soif Dovar. The world of the GPS, we understand. The world that the Bechira and Yedia is Hainu Hach, we will never understand. And that's the Yam Shloimeh. So Shlomo HaMelech is the one, do we know that Shlomo HaMelech is the concept of the Tshuva. Shlomo HaMelech comes after David HaMelech, and he comes to the world of Yichud. He is the one who achieves the world of Shlemus, the world of Sholem, how the world comes to its tachlis, that the world from as low as possible, he will come to some kind of a Yichud HaSholem. Shlomo the Tzaddik says that's why he married Noshim Nochrivis. He wanted to take the whole Bria back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech is the Koyach HaTshuva. Shlomo HaMelech follows Yishai, is a tzaddik mekori, to make choices right and wrong. David HaMelech is that even wrong choices can be rectified in the world of Tshuva. David HaMelech is Ulash of Tshuva. Shlomo HaMelech is the Shlemus, that every wrong is a right. He is the world of Losid Lovi. That's why Mashiach comes davka from Shlomo HaMelech. That's the idea of Yichud HaSholem with Shlomo HaMelech. That's why Meredosh Melchiris. He doesn't fit into Elam Hazeh, because into Elam Hazeh, the Gemara says, it's called Takoa. He is the one who's Tokeh Atma, the Gemara says, Lidvar Halacha, that he made himself violate Halacha. Because in the world of Yichud, it's antinomian, there is no Bechira. And Shlomo HaMelech did this with the famous mikveh, the Yam Shel Shlomo. What is the Yam Shel Shlomo? Yam Shel Shlomo is a great mikveh. The mikveh Taira, that is that Leosid Lovoi, all of our mistakes and all of our wrong choices will be metua. They will be coming to a tachlis HaSholem and nothing will have been wasted. Like Rabbi Kiva says, mikveh Yisrael Hashem. So Rabbi Kiva learned the mikveh Yisrael Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a great mikveh. So everybody asks, what's chidush? But the pasuk says mikveh Hashem. But the idea is the pasuk pshuta shodova, the pasuk is saying mikveh Hashem, mikveh Yisrael Hashem, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the hope of Israel, rosh kivui, rosh on tikva. Rabbi Kiva says the tikva of Israel, you know what the hope of Israel is? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a great mikveh. That all tumah become taira. That's the idea of the Olam HaYichud taking over Olam HaMishpat. The Bekiva is Olam HaYichud. Shlomo HaMelech wanted to do this in our life, and that represented the Yam Shel Shlomo. Yam Shel Shlomo, Yam, is the concept of 50. Yud plus Mem is 50. That's the Shar HaNun. Shar HaNun is the concept that you have choices, but the Shar HaNun is that all the choices are valid. That in the end, the world is a real circle. That the square is engulfed by the circle. That's the mem. The mikveh Tara says Reb Tzadok, why did he have 150 mikvahs? Because we have three worlds of perception, which is machshava, dibur, ma'aseh, which in Chazal is called asiya, yitzira, and bria. And each one has 50 gates. On the 50th gate is alma decheros, is bina, that all choices are available. So he built a mikveh to show that all the choices are included, that you could mean noshem nochiyos. And that ratio is a 3-to-1, says the Gemara, says the Pasuk. The ratio of how can we relate the world of the circle to the world of the square of the mikveh of the sharanum, we can never understand. But we can understand that's a 3-to-1. Kibayochel, there is a shortcut. We can't understand the full size of it. We understand the 3-to-1. What's made the 3-to-1 is very simple. The 3-to-1 is that there is choice, the world of three. That's the world of choice, Briya, Sira, Tzira. And that we know that in the end, that we engulf the one. So the Pasuk says that you could get the relationship, the circle to the square on a 3-to-1. But you have to realize that that's not the full choice. Says the Ralbag, that's the Pshat. In the world of the circles, there are two sides of the circle. There's one side of the circle, which is the inside of the circle, how you see the circle. And on that, you could relate how it affects your idea. But that's not the real side of the circle. That side of the circle, the inside of the circle, is how we perceive the circle, is the sibois amesuvovois, that there is a circle, which is a GPS, that it engulfs, it forces, it shapes the square. It changes the nature of the square. It affects the square. But there is a bigger realm of the circle that really is the outside of the circle. And that Reb Tzadok says we can't relate to. Because that's the world of Soiviv that we can never relate to. That shows that the world is the infinite. And that's malemalo malemata. You could understand what's inside the circle, but you cannot know what's lemalo, what's beyond the circle. That is the real reality of how the circle relates to the square. And on that, we don't, it's unknown, and we can't even touch. So Shlomo HaMelech wanted the Mechadish to understand the world of Tikkun and to bring the world of Tikkun here, which is a representation of the world of Tikkun, Losir Lavoi. It's only the inside of the circle. It's an approximation. It's 3-to-1. So that's why, says the Goyim, there are two Kavim, there are two circles. There is one of Ksiv, which is the reality, and the reality we can't relate to it. And then there is the Kav inside, which is the Kri, how we understand the Kav, how we understand the circle. Halachically, we have to understand that there is a circle that affects the square. And that's something that we can understand. But we have to understand that that's only approximation, and that's not the true nature of the circle. Once we understand this, this is the whole Gemara, everything's simple. Says Yerushalmi, the world is circular. We know that the Briya has Tachlis Achroin. All the Briya without choice is the world of circle that will get to Tachlis Achroin. And there is a world of square, which is the world of mitzvahs, with the world of choice. The Chidush is that the square is within the circle, and the circle affects the square. We know how the inside of the circle engulfs the square. We don't understand the outside of the circle. How this outside of the circle tells me that really there's no square. Not it affects the square, but really that there is no square. Shlomo Melech Sobimel is Givaldik. Mitzvahs have to be square. So the Rambam says the Chidush is by Asuka, Agula is Ksher. What's the Chidush that's Ksher? Lechoyer is big enough to fit a square because it doesn't have corners. I would have thought that you actually need corners because a mitzvah needs corners. The whole idea of a mitzvah is to save corners, to make your choices. So the Chidush is as long as you could have a virtual square inside, that's enough. So why does Rambam have to stress that even though you don't have corners, it's still kosher? Because the chidush of mitzvahs is corners. I would have thought that you actually need physical corners. You need, as long as you have potential corners, you, that's enough. Now, the 3-to-1. The 3-to-1 is Aloch Lemeshe Misinai. And that's the chidush, because the relationship between the circle and the square is a 3-to-1. Three is the world that we live here, which is three-dimensional. So in this world, we could understand that there is a relationship between the circle and the square. Says that Ralbag, we can understand the inside of the circle, how it affects the square. And we have to know that there is a deeper portion of the circle, which is the circle from seen from the outside of the circle, and that we can't relate. So Mimela, the halacha is that we are taught that in mitzvahs, the relationship of how we can relate to the circle is the inside of circle 3-2-1, knowing that there is a seventh, and is mamish givaldi, that's the midah hashmiis, that we can never really catch it. There is a remnant which is unknown to us. So in the world of Yediyah and Bechira, we can have a shaychus to understand of Yediyah and Bechira, how they interplay in a lower sense, which is called the inside of the circle, realizing that there is an interplay that we can never reach, we can never understand, we can never catch. And Shlomo HaMelech, this is Dafka by the Yamshel Shlomo. Yamshel Shlomo represents the relationship between the circle and the square. A mikveh, that's kuf nun taira, that the idea to go to the Beis HaMikdash, that we now get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlomo HaMelech wants to have a mikveh to allow everything to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Shlomo HaMelech says, even my mikveh, it's only the outside, inside of the mikveh. The real outside is nothing. And the Gross says the relationship between the inside mikveh to the outside mikveh is the relationship between the Kri and the Ksiv. The Ksiv is the reality of what it is. The Kri is how we read, how we perceive reality. We perceive reality 3-1, knowing that there is an unknown part of it that we can't relate, and therefore we don't actually act on it. So that's why there is two circles, and the circle that's inside we relate to it, it's called the circle of the Kri, and there's a circle of the outside, which is the circle of the Ksiv, that we don't. That's why the Pasuk stresses that, the Kav and Kavoy, that's why it's so givaldic. What is the outside circle? It's called Kavoy, our hope. The real mikveh is not the inside. The inside, the mikveh, is the Yam Shel Shlomo, but the real mikveh is the kavoy, which is the outside circle, how it interplays. But that we can never understand. That's kilo machshavoyseichem. So mimelo we dafka lo from Yam Shel Shlomo. That's why the halacha is so bizarre, that we have halacha lemishivisina with dafka lo from Yam Shel Shlomo, which was kuf nun mikvoyes. Dafka from that mikveh we learn such a thing, this halacha. Therefore, the din deraisa we learn the din of Shlomo. And that's the Afka, the Kri, and the Ksiv. And that was the idea learned from the Yam Shel Shlomo. And that is the hope that we have to get. And I think the idea is very simple. In the world of Yediyah and Bechira, we'll never understand how they interplay. We only know, and we always hope, that the world of Yediyah of Bechira that we understand is a lower level. And that lower level, we can relate to it. We know that we have Bechira, but we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we make the wrong Bechira, will allow us and give us the chance to rectify. He will allow the circle to interfere onto the square, but the circle and the square exist. Only that the circle engulfs the square. That the idea we understand, and that's the idea of pi. And therefore, when we talk about mitzvahs, we can only relate to pi, which relates to the inside circle and not the outside circle.